Secure the goddess here. Now look here, boy. You got 5 minutes for your cigarette break. 5 minutes, okay? That's all. Now let's keep on moving. Let's just keep on moving. You don't want to get old as mad. Temporary washroom attendant. Wait, what? Man, you just reaching? You gonna leave a tip? Huh? Come on, boy. Wait. I heard something, boy. No, Otis like that quiet money.
Hey, look, man, can I just get a towel?
You sure can. Okay, what was that, a quarter? Here's your quarter. Now, keep on moving. Let's just keep on moving, now. I said keep on moving, boy. Don't look back. Just keep it on moving. Let's just keep on moving. Come here, boy. Now, you look very studious. Now, you just came out of stall, didn't you? And you was going to walk right out that door, weren't you, boy? And wasn't even going to wash your hand. Get over here and wash your hand. That's how diseases get passed on. I mean, no damn. Damn. And you stink, too. I don't think you finished, boy. Come on, let's go. Get on out of here. Let's just keep on moving. Let's just keep on moving. That's it. Oh, damn. I didn't even know Michael Jackson was that tall or that dark.
Look here, Slim, can I use a comb?
No, what? Hell no, not with all that grease you got in your hair.
I'm gonna give you a tip, all right?
No, I give you a tip, boy. Next time you change your motor oil, wear a shower cap.
Old man, please.
Old man? Look at that, boy. Look at that, boy, that's an old man in you. Boy, you just messed up. Don't nobody take nothing from you, boy. You just messed up. You just messed up, boy. Keep on moving, boy. Keep on moving.
You.
What's that?
I warned you about using four-letter words on your radio show. The government's gonna fine me.
Oh, man, it's a free country, all right? That's how my audience talks, man.
Martin, I know this is a free country, but at this radio station, the only thing laid is the carpet.
I guess that explains all them rug burns you got, huh?
Watch your job, Martin. Watch your job.
All right. So what up, what up, what up? Now check it out, we're back.
Now, you're waiting for your woman in bed. You got your whole night planned out. You're opening move, where you want to end up. And maybe you're even going to try some new stuff you've been trying on your own. So your woman comes in the bed, damn near naked, body looking like pop, 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 pop. So you're getting it going, you're getting it on, and she stops.
Not tonight. I just want to be held.
Yo, Detroit, what's up with that?
What? When I ask my husband just to hold me, he says he's happy to.
Get out of here. What makes you think he's telling the truth?
He's 89. The man's happy if I change his diaper.
Well, you should do to him what I'm about to do to you.
What's that?
Pull the plug. Yo, I think we got... Oh, hey, wait a minute, everybody. Ha-ha. Come here. Got a special guest just walked into the studio. Come here. Maybe she would like to say hello.
No, stop.
Now, come on, come on, baby. Say what's up to the people. Say what's up.
What's up?
No, oh, no. Come on, baby. Give me attitude. Say what's up.
What's up?
Yeah, good. You go, girl. Sit on down there. Yeah, everybody, this is my baby, the love of my life, and she's here to take her man out to dinner. You know why? Because she never cooks.
Martin?
Well, you know it's true, Gina.
I cook for you.
Hey. Captain Crunch in a bowl isn't cooking.
this is the right place to be talking about this, okay?
Come on, baby. These are my fans. I don't hide anything from my fans.
Oh, okay, then they already know that you cried when you saw Beauty and the Beast, right? I'm just playing, everybody.
You what? Yeah, she's just playing. But anyway, back to this cooking thing. How come you working women don't like to cook? I don't get it.
For two reasons, Martin. We're smart, and we're not your mother.
Why you gotta talk about my mother?
Why you gotta talk about my cooking?
What are you doing on my show?
You invited me here, Martin.
Well, you dissing me on my show, and you can't cook. I mean, what good are you? We gotta get ready to get out of here. That's my show for the day. This is the starving Martin Payne. I'll see you at a drive-thru. Peace.
Martin, I can't believe you put my cooking down on the radio like that.
Gina's right, Martin. Dump on her at home. This is gonna cost me listeners.
I did not insult Gina, did I, babe?
I'm going to dinner by myself.
Come on, Gina. Babe. Come here, come here. All right. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Why, Martin? You only said what you felt.
No, you're right. I had no right to lay that on you, okay? I don't care if you ever cook.
You don't?
Nah. Just as long as I can get my sugar for dessert, girl. You give me my lushies, girl.
Not tonight, Martin. Tonight you're going to fast. But, you can hold me if you want to, baby.
Please. If you ain't cooking, you damn sure gonna be giving it up.
I'm sorry. I'll hold you. Hey, I'll cook for you, Gina. I'll cook
for you. I mean, excuse me? I know you ain't looking at me like that. I mean, what's wrong with you? You got something caught in your throat or something?
Not yet.
Well, I suggest you keep your eyes to yourself if you want to keep them, okay?
No, I am serious. You are beautiful.
Okay, I know I'm fine, okay? I don't need you to tell me I'm fine. I knew I'm fine. So what you trying to say?
You got fire and spice. I like that in a woman.
Oh, see, you just said some key words. Oh, you said I have spice and fire. So stay away if I burn your ass up.
Look, I want you to get to know me, okay? Let me introduce myself.
Oh, no, I know who you are. I know who you are, okay? I've seen you in my history book. I mean, didn't you invent peanut butter? Or were you a busboy at the Last Supper? Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me, honey. You got the wrong guy.
Oh, no, okay? I got the right guy, Pops. Okay? Ain't nothing an old man could do for me but pay my rent. Okay? 41. Money. Okay, now guess what? I just saved your life. Because one stroke of the shenanigans. All right? And you will have a stroke. Good night.
For 41, I was just trying to brighten your day.
Child, please, you brighten everybody's day with that hot suit you got on. Okay. All right, tomorrow. All right, bye. Yo, Stan.
Martin, I came into... Whoa, Martin, you got a color TV and a phone? Martin, I'm paying you too much money.
Yo, Stan, I know you didn't come all the way over here just to tell me that.
You're right. I came over here to tell you that after you left the station, the phones went crazy. Man, the people loved your show.
Well, I mean, that ain't nothing, Stan. They know me out there. You want some chili?
No, it wasn't you, Martin. It was Gina. The people loved hearing you two fight. I want her on the show, Martin.
Man, hell no. And besides, Gina already got a job, Stan.
Hey, but her job's not in the glamorous world of radio.
I'm telling you, she won't do it, man.
Oh, hey.
Hey, babe. You ain't gonna believe this, right? But Stan wants you to leave your job and come fight with me on the radio like we did today.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me on the radio? I don't know about this, Stan.
That's right. Tell him he's out of his damn mind.
Martin's right. I don't know anything about radio.
You don't have to know anything, Gina. Look at Martin.
Don't start, Stan.
Do you really think I could do it?
Gina.
I know so. The people loved you, Gina. Look, The phone rang so often, you'd have thought we were giving away government cheese.
You know, people kept calling me, telling me how much they love the show.
Gina!
See, now you can't let your public down now, can you?
I didn't know I had a public.
You do not.
Well, I couldn't do it every day, but if you'd like to work it around my schedule...
Oh, it's a done deal.
Yay!
Oh, so y'all just gonna disrespect me and don't ask me about this?
Ask you? No disrespect, Martin. Come on! You heard Stan. They love me. They know me out there now. So anyway, how do we start...
Dang.
Martin, baby, your dinner's ready.
Oh, good. What you make?
Something special.
Wait. Gina, this looks like your regular cooking. What is it?
It's Cajun. Everything's blackened.
Catfish is blackened. Steak is blackened. But these buns are just burnt, babe.
That's funny. Martin, you should use that on the show tomorrow when you talk about my cooking.
Good idea, Gina.
And then I'll say, if you think my rolls are bad, where do you taste my chicken? It's so dry, you gotta eat it in the rain.
What?
Come on, Martin, work with me. I can't carry the show all by myself.
Would you stop doing this, Gina? Damn. All night long, you've been writing everything that I say down. Write this down.
Okay.
I don't want you to go on my show.
Why? Why don't you want me on your show, Martin?
Because, Gina, I don't want you to get hurt.
How would I get hurt?
Look, babe, my show is based on the truth, okay? Let's say you gained 2 pounds, and I caught you squeezing into your jeans. You know that squeeze thing you do, you know, right? When I go on the radio tomorrow, I'm gonna have to call you Big Drawers McGraw.
Martin, you take that back. You have never seen me squeeze into my jeans.
Maybe not, but I saw you pop out a few.
Now, you did not have to go there. See, you know what?
See, first I insult you, then we fight. What's next, Gina? I'll tell you what's next. We split up. Every couple that works together do.
Oh, that's not true.
Hey. Look at Ike and Tina Turner. You want to end up like them? Me in jail and you over in Europe looking like you rolled your hair in firecracker.
You really think this will hurt us?
I do, babe.
Then maybe I shouldn't do it.
You mean it?
Yeah, Martin, I don't want anything to happen to us, and I don't want people laughing at me either.
Love you.
I love you, too. Mm. I probably wouldn't have been any good anyways.
Yeah, right? I mean, I love your little squeaky voice and all, you know, but I don't think nobody stuck in traffic want to hear all that.
What are you trying to say about my voice, Martin?
Nah. I mean, you got a great voice. I mean, it's just when you go on the radio, you need personality, too.
Oh, so now I don't have any personality either.
Nah, babe, you got personality. You're just not funny.
I am funny, damn it. Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. You don't want me to go on your show because you're afraid if I go on your show, I'll blow you out the water.
Please. Me afraid of you? You must be smoking.
Oh, well, you just better get ready, because it's on now. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. And don't be late like you usually are. See you when I see you. Peace.
Nah. That's my line. I see you when I see you. Big draws. Hey, man, what's
yo,
up?
Yo, what's
all right,
up?
How y'all doing? Martin, what's up?
It's Gina, man.
I got problems!
Man, come on, yo, man, not that again. Look, man, you know what you need to do? You need to put Gina in check. All right, because, yo, if she was my woman, you know what I'd tell her? Look, woman, I am the man, okay? Now shut up!
You know, Cole, I can see you doing that to Big Shirley. And I can see you pulling her foot out your butt.
Hey, yo, Tommy, you was peeking through my window?
What?
Nothing.
Look, man, shut up, man. Look, y'all gonna help me or what?
First, you gotta tell us what the problem is, Mark.
Look, Stan wants Gina to come on my radio show.
So?
So it could ruin our relationship.
Oh, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. If Gina spends a whole day working with you, then you'll have no time during your breaks to spend daydreaming about Oprah. Being alone on a desert island,
and squeezing on her big old soft round.
Hey, Cole, what's wrong with you, man? What you doing?
Yo, Cole, sit down. Don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing. Just sit down, all right? All right, nothing. Now, here's the problem, Tommy. Gina could change, man. This could mess her up, and then I could end up losing her.
You afraid that she might be better than you, huh?
Man, no, shut up, Tommy.
Come on, Martin. Look, I know you, man. You're jealous.
Jealous of what?
Because you know how talented Gina is. She's attractive, and there's a big possibility she may be a huge success.
Now that we plan this, right?
What are you talking about, Martin?
Look, man, Tommy, my radio show is all I have. Gina's already making more money than me at her job. If she comes over here and take my job, there's nothing left for me to do. I might as well stay home and have the baby.
Hey, you was reading the Inquirer? You know, men are doing that now in Australia.
I asked you not to say nothing to me, didn't I? Don't say nothing. Zip it, Cole, all right? Don't say nothing.
Martin, look, I understand, okay? What do you want us to do?
Look, man, I love Gina so much, man. And I want our thing to work, Tommy. That's why you gotta help me come up with a plan that will destroy and humiliate Gina on the radio today.
Okay, let's think.
Shut up, Cole, we think. All right, go ahead, Cole. Now, it better not be stupid.
Don't say anything.
We're not. Go ahead.
No, on the radio show. Don't say anything. Just sit back and don't say anything. Okay, Gina don't know enough to run a whole radio show by herself. She'll make a fool of herself, and Stan will never ask her back.
Damn. Cole, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, no. And while Gina's bombing, right, the best part about that is all you got to do is just sit back and daydream about Oprah.
Being alone on that island, squeezing on them big old soap.
How'd you sleep last night?
Alone.
Ooh, you two had a big fight last night, huh? This is great. Let's get ready to rumble! Money.
Nervous, Martin?
Please. It's my show.
It was.
All right, so I see it's gonna be like that, huh?
Yep.
All right. I see you got your little note cards.
Sure do.
All right. Oops.
Stop. You know what, Martin? You're not gonna shake me.
Oh, well, maybe this will. 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, what up, what up? Yo, this is the insane Martin Payne, and I'm sitting here with the most beautiful woman in the whole wide world, Gina Waters. Say what's up, baby.
What's up, Detroit? Martin, I thought we'd start off by talking about why you didn't want me to come on your show. Is it because you've never won an argument with me before in your life?
Martin, what's wrong with you?
Martin! Hey, Martin had to step away for a moment, so why don't you call and talk to Gina? Yeah, because Gina's in the house. Okay, the number is 555, what's up? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Again, that number is 555, what's up? Say, did you ever burn a roll and try to cover it up by calling it Cajun food? Yes.
Hell no. What are you talking about? Where's Martin?
Next caller. What's up?
I don't know what's up, but you ain't. Now put Martin on.
Why don't we take another caller? Is there a woman out there who understands what I'm talking about?
Girlfriend, who did you have to sleep with to get on the radio? Because you tired. Now take them Cajun jokes over to Country 97.
I didn't have to sleep with anybody, and I don't think you need to be talking to me like that.
Woman, where's Martin? Damn.
He's not here.
Well, why don't you go get him? I can't stand the sound of your squeaky little voice. I didn't know if you was a woman or a whistle.
Wait, you didn't need to talk to me.
Hey, well, you shut up that squeaky little voice of yours? It's making my dogs go nuts.
Yo, Carla, you still there?
Yeah, bruh.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't you ever diss my girl like that. Oh, I'm a sweet punk. I put a foot all in your... Huh? Now say something. Your mother, your aunt, your newborn. Oh, yeah. I'll whoop your ass. Now, we'll be back after this word from our sponsor. Gina, come here, baby. Come here. Look, babe. Look, when I left you alone on the radio day, I was setting you up, babe. But I didn't know it was gonna go like that.
Why'd you have to do that to me, Martin?
Because, Gina, I was afraid you were gonna be good. Take my job.
Yeah, well, I wasn't.
No, I mean, you were cool. You okay.
Martin.
You're right. You were terrible.
I don't want to be on the radio. I had no idea how hard it would be.
Well, babe, I can't do your job neither. What made you think you could do mine?
I only did it because you said I couldn't.
Oh, you only did it because I told you not to do it.
Yes, Martin.
Let me tell you something. Don't you ever, ever come into my apartment, strip naked, throw me on the sofa, and try to make love to me. Don't you do it. Don't you do it, Gina.
Don't tell me what to do, Martin.
Damn it, I said don't do it. Look, babe, when I left you alone... Come on, baby. Baby, come here. Come here.
No, that's not good. One more time.